This is KO4 APS. Anybody copy?
HKF, this is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, I'm in Greer, and you sound good on the repeater.
N-O-T-R, this is KO4 APS. My name is Bob, I live here in Easley. I was just setting up this antenna, wanted to see if it was putting out anything, I do appreciate it, Tom.
Again.
And my name is Bob, KO4 APS.
I'm sorry, I was just taking a little nap there, and the radio woke me up, and I'm semi-comatose here. Yeah, you got some white noise, but you got your signal's plenty good enough, Bob. And my call is N0TR. Because I was originally from Kansas up until about 11 years ago, we moved down here to Greer.
Tom, you said N0TR, correct?
Roger, that's my initials. My name is Tom Rouse.
Hi, Tom. Once again, it's a pleasure. Like I said, I live over here on the west side of Easley. I put up a dipole back on Sunday, and I had it on the side of my fence, of course, trying to hide it from the HOA, and I couldn't get anything, so I went ahead and placed the dipole on top of the fence, and been trying since, like I said, since Sunday, trying to get out. I couldn't get a hold of anybody, and Lord and behold, I was able to get a hold of you, so that makes me feel a little bit better.
You need something to feel better when it's 93 and 102 degree heat index out there. I'm retired and I'm 73 years old. And like I said, we moved here from Kansas, Bob, but your signal is plenty good enough. It's got some white noise on it, but there's probably 60-70% audio. And no problem at all, Bob. And my wife and I retired and come down here to be near the grandkids. And daughter works over here at GE as an engineer.
Fully understand about being retired. So am I. I'm also retired. Now, you said you moved in from Kansas. Is that correct? You were breaking up a little bit, so that's why I wanted to make sure.
Yes, sir. That's where I got the zero call. And I had a real long call. N0 Zulu Hotel Bravo when I started out in 93, and so I put in for the vanity call and got lucky enough to get my initials, and I had two or three other friends that got their initials, but it's kind of rare nowadays.
Copy that. Yeah, when I was in the Air Force, I was stationed in Kansas, but I was stationed over there in Wichita, Kansas.
Well, you need to talk to KO4LAO, Lima Alpha Oscar. Jim flew the KC-10s and the KC-135s, and he's a real nice guy, and he's on here quite often. I spent many a summer out there when I was a kid, out there at 1826 for Brake Street, right off of Harry Street. In Wichita and McConnell Air Force Base, and Boeing was just a little bit, I'm going to say south of us, but I'd sit out there and watch the B-52s and B-47s going around all day long.
That, I fully understand. Yeah, I was out there when with the missiles with the Titan IIs at the time. I was a Titan II crew member back in 78 to 81, I believe. And I lived right off Pawnee Avenue, off the old Boeing housing complex for the Boeing workers back during World War II when they had built those things. And you're definitely right, the B-52s and the 135s, and of course right across from the runway was the Cessna plant, so we used to watch those guys build their planes and take off and fly them in and so forth.
Roger, we had kinfolk that worked for Beechcraft for many years, and my nephew now flies the 787 for American, and he started out in the Beach Aircraft Club and went on to fly for the St. Joseph, Missouri, I guess it is, Air National Guard on the C-130s, and then he flew several different models of the Boeings. I was trying to remember that street that went right behind the Boeing plant. My brother-in-law was 26 years on the Wichita Police Force and then 10 years guarding planes there at Boeing. I can't remember that street. And they were building the two new Air Force Ones, the 747s at the time. As a matter of fact, I have a coffee cup off of one of them.
Oh, my God, that's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. So how long have you been living in the Greer area?
The TR. Bob, we've been here 11 years. I was an electrician, electronic technician in Kansas all my life. And except when I was in the Navy and I flew in the S-2 D's and E's and the anti-submarine aircraft out of San Diego, and then later on the P-3 Orions. I was a crew member on that up in Mountain View, California. But old Jim, I'd love to talk to you here. I'm very sure of that. I worked at Learjet for, probably 2 or 3 months and then got laid off. $1.70 an hour bucking rivets on a Model 24 Learjet. And so I decided better join something or else you're going to get drafted.
What a remarkable story, yeah? I fully understand what you're talking about. Yeah, I've retired Air Force. Like I said, my first 3 years was in Wichita, Kansas with the Titan IIs and that cross train out of that. And my last station, of course, was in California. The Air Force dropped me off over there and forgot about me, and I retired from there back in 1995 from the Air Force. And then from there, I went to stayed in the town that I retired in at Council Air Force Base. It's Atwater, California, and I worked for a local college, and I was there for about 15 years to get my second retirement, and I told the wife that they're not going to bury my body here. I'm heading back home. I'm a Southern boy, so we moved back to the South. My original home state is North Carolina, but every time we came down to visit her parents, we just fell in love with it and stayed here.
KI-4 DOS, Gary, he was a P-3 guy, too. And he lives there around Easley, and there's a great gentleman to talk to on this repeater. If you hear Gary on there, he runs the net, I think, on Wednesday night on this repeater. And, I really have a lot of fond memories of Wichita, and my wife and I always say I took her off the farm when I was 19 and she was 18, and I was headed to Vietnam, and me and my brother went over there together in the VP squadron, and it flew out of Mountain View, California, but come back to Kansas and lived there until I retired, and we really love it down here, though. I wouldn't want to be out there now with all them wildfires and that. Imagine all them people are with those $1 million houses that used to be $20,000 houses are praying for a fire so they can collect the insurance and move back to South Carolina.
Not bad. Those houses used to be really cheap. Now they're expensive. They're all get up. And believe it or not, I don't know if I really want those people from the West Coast to come over here and start polluting us or whatever, but being in California for 20-some-odd years after I retired there, I mean, it's a beautiful state. I love the climate and so forth, but you can't beat the South, the people, and the political aspects of everything. I mean, it's really, really good people out here. I just like it out here. And not only that, the trees and the scenery is just as gorgeous as can be.
This WZOTR. Well, I agree with you completely. I liked, when I was younger, and I wasn't being there in San Diego, I lived on the base, of course, there at North Island, Naval Air Station. And, but it just grew too fast, and I'm like you. This is growing too fast around here. We kind of live out in the country some, about 14 miles northeast of Greenville, but the masses are encroaching on us here. They built 400 houses over there about a half a mile to the west of us, and we're still kind of in the country, so we're very happy with that. And I like the peace and quiet out here. I don't like the traffic that it's causing nowadays, but so life goes, things change. And I don't make the rules, Bob.
Copy that. This is KO4 APS. I fully understand, Tom. I'll tell you one thing. When you get there and you have the traffic, you got to deal with a lot and so forth. And I imagine back in the day, this place was really, really better. I mean, I love it. It's just the fact that it probably was better back then. And I just hope that the traffic will settle down, which I don't think it will, but that's okay. I still love this state. It's a great state and great people.
Kinfolk lived down here on Woodruff, and they said, guys, there was places down there where individuals had their own airplanes and taxi up to their house, and it was farmland. And well, we had farmland half a mile from us here where those houses are at. There was cattle and horses there, and remind us of a lot of Kansas. We just lived. Of course, we lived in eastern Kansas, and people say, Kansas, oh, it's horrible. Well, out west, it's all wheat fields and corn fields and that, and very few houses. But in eastern Kansas, we was, 28 miles from the gateway to the Ozarks. We lived 28 miles northwest of Joplin, Missouri, in the little town of Pittsburgh, and it was nice. You know, I could be out hunting or fishing in about 15 minutes. Well, I still can, actually. I'm 5 minutes from Lake Robinson and maybe 5 minutes from Lake Cunningham. But I'm getting so dang old, Bob, I just don't do it anymore. But it's nice to be down here near the daughter and son-in-law and the grandkids. And you're right about the people. That's one of the things, let me drop this, I was worried about a lot, losing my friends up in Kansas. Well, with the internet now, you don't have to. And also, the people down here are just awesome. And people ask me from up there what I like about it, and I always say, well, number one's the people, number two's the peaches, and I guess number three would be the scenery, and well, I like airplanes, and we got lots of airplanes. And so I said, it's just everything I ever dreamed of. And I come screaming and hollering, but my two daughters and my wife of 53 years voted against me. So when the War Department speaks, what choice have you got?
I understand. I definitely know how you feel. That was the same thing when I was in California, and they came up to me and said, would you like to take the early out? I go, no, would not like to take the early out. And then a couple of years later, they came up to me again in California and said, we'd like to go ahead and offer you a full retirement for your service and so forth. Would you like to take that? And I said, well, if the Pope is Catholic, you bet. And they go, okay. And so I went home and I told the wife and kids, I said, got some good news and got some better news. I said, the good news is I'm eligible to retire. And the better news is we could move back to North Carolina, South Carolina, or Florida and get the heck out of this state. They all looked at me with the deer headlights, you know, a deer in the headlights view, and like, why? Why do we want to leave? I'm like, good gosh, I don't want to stay here. But like you said, when the War Department speaks, you got to listen. So I decided to stay there and get a second job over there in California. But when I was eligible to try that second job, I was ready to leave. And sure enough, we picked a good place to go. And this is close to...
made the right decision, Bob. I'll tell you that, I worked 32 years at a large machine shop, and that was my second job after I got back home, and then they shut it down, and they sold it to a company in Finland, and we own quite a few companies, so they shut it down, and I went to a wheel plant 4 years, and the automobile industry went to heck, so they shut it down, sent it to Mexico. I went to a printing plant for a year, and then I went to a hospital for a year, and I retired out of there and said, to heck with it. In my war department, it's not the one you're speaking of. That's my wife.
I'm referring to it, too. It's my wife.
Yeah, well, I'm blessed, and, you know, it's the best decision they ever made, and I'm certainly glad that we come down here, Bob. It's a great place to live. Just wish I was able to get out and do more, but, I have some medical problems that slow me down a little bit, but it's better than pushing up daisies from the root side.
Copy that. You're absolutely correct. Well, you know, the good thing about it is you're still active and you're still out there doing stuff. And the best blessing of it all is you're able to see your grandkids and have family close by. That's a blessing.
Pray this net burn COVID stuff to get over with, but it seemed like there's no end to it. That prevents us, or did for a while, from seeing the grandkids. But we've been vaccinated, and we see them now quite often, but with this new variant, it's worrying everybody because it's mutated. So anyways, I don't know what brought this on us, and I don't care. I just hope it goes away. It's, I don't know, reminds me of when I was a kid and I had the polio thing, you know. But everybody had some smarts then. They went out and got their shot and moved on. Kind of like when in the military they said, you're going to get a shot. You didn't stand there and argue. You got the shot. But at any rate, different world nowadays. Well, Bob, the pleasure's all mine. I enjoyed visiting with you. Come back anytime. And like I say, they have a net every night here at 9 o'clock. And a bunch of great guys there, too. 73's Bob. You have a good day. This is N0TR.
Tom, thank you very much for chatting with you. I just got started in this thing. I went ahead and upgraded my life from tech, and now I got my extra, which is pretty surprising for me. But been doing this for 2 years, but I hadn't been on the air for 2 years. And I'm just a baby at this and just starting off. But anyway, it's a pleasure talking to you. And you take care of yourself. Hopefully I'll be able to talk to you again soon. And we'll catch you out there. This is KO4 APS. Signing off.
4 APX Mobile.
How are you doing today? Sender OTR.
I am doing pretty good. I've been burning up, and my sinuses bother me a little bit.
Well, but I got this on pretty good, from a pretty good source, and they said something that ugly ought to hurt.
Reason to argue with that when I've seen it in the mirror.
You're too easy today, Patrick. Well, it's 94, 49% humidity, which makes it 102 heat index, which I don't know how to describe that except that it sucks.
It's miserable out here today. All week this week.
I'm bored. I got a few things I could do downstairs, but I'd rather be outside. Went to physical therapy this morning. They beat up on me. And I went outside to gather up the eggs a while ago, and believe me, I beat feet for the house.
I've gotten out of the truck today. It is just miserable hot out there. And guys, just when I pull up, they just come running now.
Yeah, I always tell Bernice, feels like Wake Island out there here this last week.
That is, or what it is, but if it's like this, I don't want to go.
Midway. You ever hear of that one?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that one.
It's smaller. Both of them are rocks. I've been to both of them. Midway wasn't bad. But when we landed at Wake, it's just like it is out here, only worse.
You guys didn't get much done today or this week because it's just so hot. They're having to take water breaks and just sit down to cool down for a little bit.
Look out there, just the ambient temperature's enough to get you sick. I mowed grass the other day when it was 95, and I come in and I started feeling bad, and for about 2 days I was dizzy. And, of course, the wife says I'm that way all the time anyway.
I met you in person, but what I talked to you on the radio, I'd have to agree with it.
Well, you only get three.
I had to go say, when the war department speaks, you got to listen to it, so I'm just following your lead.
It's kind of withering now, giving in. What are you making over there, Bernice? No, she's just putting a baked potato in. She's making a smothered round steak today. I like it. My daughter sticks her nose up at it, but I like it. It's got tomatoes and peppers and stuff like that on it, and it's tenderized, and we don't have it very often, but I suggested it today. It'll be good. I'm just trying to figure out something I could go do that interests me, and if it's not electric or a few other hobbies I'd be interested in, but it's too hot for.
Tom, let me know if I get too scratchy. I'm getting over here in the shadow of Paris Mountain.
Well, you know, I went into Walmart's the other day, and they had 22 cartridges. Can you believe that?
Strange.
Yeah, the guy looked like he was from back in my days in the 70s, a hippie looking fella, and real nice guy. And I was standing there, and we was waiting, of course, at Walmart, because you never have anybody wait on you. And we finally attracted somebody, and I said, well, what are you going to get? And he says, well, I'm interested in the 22s. And I said, well, there's four boxes up there. I'll take two of them. And there was those Stingers, those CCIs. And he said, no, I'm interested in those down below. And I said, where at? And he pointed them out, and there was bricks of 22s, 325, like we used to buy for about $6, that are now 18. And I said, well, I'll get one of them. He said, I'm going to get three. I said, you mean they'll let you have that? He said, yeah. I said, well, I'm going to get three also. I was really shocked. I've looked and looked for months now just for kicks. If Bernice is off someplace else, I'll go look. And so I got three bricks up.
Lucky day is in there.
That's very long. They was Federals, but I didn't really care. The squirrels don't care.
So goes Pop.
Never had any, let alone paying that much. But my son-in-law told me that 357s up there in Michigan, when we visited there a couple of months ago, $50 a box.
Millimeter and 380 and 45 are getting close to that.
Up on your computer sometime, Midway Arms. I see them on there at times for quite a bit cheaper than that. But a lot of times it's a matter of the quantity in the box.
I'll sneak them in there, and I'll tell you that it's a 25 count when you're thinking it's a 50. And then they're charging you just as much for it.
Somebody, I don't know, Steve or somebody was saying they went to the gun show here, I don't know if it was the very last one or not, but within the last few months, and I forget what he said now, Patrick, but it was exorbitant, like $100 for a box of something, I don't know, 9 millimeters or something. And the old boy, he said, they'll sell.
You're the worst place to look for ammo, unless you just gotta have it.
And those guys that hoarded it, you know, they're gonna get an exorbitant price. I seen it several years ago. Some guy was asking $75 for a tube of 22s or something. I said, you really sell those for that? He said, oh, yeah. I said, that's where two fools met, and it ain't gonna be me.
For the Pigeon Forge, back earlier this year, my wife and I went over there for our anniversary weekend, and there was a guy in the flea market over there, and he was selling ammo, and I was just like floored at how much it was for just 22 or 9mm, so it's two and three times what you could buy it for.
Yeah, well, Patrick, from what I've read, as little as I've read about it here and lately, the ammo manufacturers are working as hard as they can to get it back out there, but people snatch it off in large quantities, and they've sold so many more guns in fear of Biden, you know, taking them away, that there's a lot more people own them now. And the police departments are even having trouble getting ammunition for them. Now, the military has about 6 plants, and they make their own. But police departments are having trouble having enough just for them to practice with.
It's not good. I mean, they need to stay up on their practice for sure.
No, but when I was younger, cops were all lousy shots unless they were on their pistol team or something. They just were. I don't understand that, but they were. But at any rate, well, where are you headed, Patrick?
Friday. I am heading over here to Wade Hampton now to catch a few shops over here this afternoon, and then I'll be heading home. I'm on Rutherford Road right now cutting across.
I know about where you're at then. I was down there this morning when I went to physical therapy. I went down to the west side of town. Oh, the traffic wasn't too bad then. Let's see, it's 3:40. Yeah, you're going to start getting into traffic.
Oh, yeah. I'm usually over here already by this time, but I'm running a little late today. But that's good, because that means I'm busy.
That is good. Well, looking out the window here, it looks to me like I need to mow grass, and I'm not anxious to do that. It ain't going to be today, but I don't think there's any let up in this stupid heat.
It is anytime soon, but you never know. But hey, Tom, I got a quick question for you. Maybe you can help me out here. I am looking for an eyelet to put a ground on my NM and O mount on my antenna so I can put another ground on it. Do you know where I could find one?
NMO mount. Okay, I got you. I don't know where you'd put an eyelet at on it. What are you talking about? With like a 3/16 quarter inch thread? Or are you talking about a lag type? Or what type of an eyelet are you wanting?
Well, it'll have to be like a 3/4 hole diameter. But I found where you can order the wire and all, but the wire, the piece of wire they want for it and the eyelet is $15, and then they want almost $30 to ship it. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
So are you just talking about a ring, like, say, 3/16 diameter chrome-plated ring or something?
It's like that, but it'll be bigger. It'll go around a 3/4 inch stud ringlet.
And what's the purpose of it, a ground?
Correct.
Lowe's has got things like that. We call them hog rings, but they're not really hog rings. I used them on jib cranes a lot in the shops, like the little one-ton load lifters and that, and two tons. And I would string the 16-3 or 16-4 cable on it in loop so that when they pulled the crane in and out, those eyelets would go over a piece of wire, you know, galvanized coated wire, and it'd slide back and forth as the crane went back and forth. I used a ton of those things, and they're about as big around as if you take your thumb and touch your trigger finger. I know they got those kind of things there, and if they didn't, probably Home Depot does.
Well, I had to look in there. I hadn't thought about looking in there. But, yeah, I'm going to add a ground to my antenna on the tool truck here. Like when I asked you if I sounded or told you if I get the sounding bad, I could barely make out what you were saying because it was so scratchy. But I'm transmitting fine.
I plan to, let me shut this phone off here. How would you make the connection? Is this just like an aluminum 3/4-inch stick you're talking about? You're going to go around that or what?
Somewhat. The NMO mount is got a base plate. From what I've seen, and I may be wrong, you could correct me on that too. It shows you putting the eyelet around the bottom of it and then putting it back together, and that's where your ground comes out.
Heard of that, because the NMO mount's got really fine threads, like on my car, for example, it's a trunk lid mount, and it's about 1 inch diameter, but it's fine thread, and the antenna electrode itself goes through the center of that and makes contact into the NMO. But if I go in a car wash, I'll just reach out there and unscrew it and throw it in the back seat until I get out of a car wash. I don't know why you'd need a ground on that. Your ground plane's the vehicle usually. Mine don't have a separate ground on it.
Yeah, you got to remember, I'm on the tool truck. I'm stuck out on the mirror. I can't use the ground plane, so I need to add the ground plane, and the truck, everything on it is a loop or a fiberglass, so that's the problem I'm running into. I need to run the extra ground.
Oh, I get you now. Yeah, it's like adding lights up around a radiator nowadays or something. When they first started making things out of plastic, everything was isolated from ground. I see what you mean now, Patrick.
Send to Lowe's and check out and see if they got anything. The one I found, if you go to Rugged Radio, it's the only place I found it. They make a ground cable just for that, and it's just a piece of wire with a regular eyelet that you crimp on or solder on there, and then you take the base plate out of the NMO mount, and where the little collar threads on, where the antenna actually threads to, you put it in between it, and that's where you put your ground. And from what I have found out now, like I said, I could be wrong because all my information has to come from YouTube, because I have nobody to help with this other than right here on the radio. And even though you're familiar with the mount, it's hard for me to describe what we're talking about. Then you see it.
Agree with you on that. Well, Patrick, the only other thing I can think of, and this is just without seeing it, of course, they make what they call that wouldn't work either. I was thinking of a mineral connector. That wouldn't work either because you'd have to have a piece of Unistrut or something. Well, shoot. Let me dwell on that. But I'd probably have to see it, like you say. As far as the, solderless terminals, which I call stay-cons, that would be an easy one. But I'm at a loss without seeing your mount, Patrick. And then I could come up with some ideas, probably.
Well, if you go look at your mount on your deck lid there, you take the antenna off, and then there's a little brass piece that threads down on there, or is on mine, around the center where the actual wire comes in to make the connection. That threads off, and then that goes through your mount. That's what holds it to your mount. And you put your ground there so you can run another ground. That's basically what I'm seeing them do anyway.
I got you. Yeah, I'd have to go down there and put my Mark II eyeball on that one. It's been so long since I put it on. It's a K and I or something like that. I forget. But it is NMO. I know that. But, I can't visualize it. But you'll get her, and if you can't, drive by, and I'll look at it and see what I can come up with.
It might get to that, but I'm going to see if I can find it and give it a try. That's all I can do right now. But, Tom, I'm going to have to hop off here. I'm at my next stop and try to finish up today. Enjoyed the conversation across town. You and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon, and if I don't talk to you again, I'll talk to you tomorrow. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
KO4HKX and 0TR. Okay, Patrick, good to talk to you. And, yeah, if I can lend a hand, I will. I got crimpers and stakons and such. But sometimes you got to bite the bullet and go with the OEM. 73's Patrick. It's 0TR clear.